Next patient is Jack Lepo. L-E-P-P-O. Lepo Jack. J-A-C-K. Date of birth is 225-31. I'm sorry. Date of birth 225-1931. Date of visit 3-6-25. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony D.O. C-H-E-T. Anthony. Anthony D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Jack Lepo for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a this is a 74-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking cigarettes, a pack per day for over 68 years, has been experiencing shortness of breath and was seen at the emergency room in December 24 for an exacerbation of COPD. The patient had a chest CT done at the time and was given a course of antibiotics including Zithromax and oral steroids. Since then he has quit smoking and he does cough up some foamy mucus but denies hemoptysis, fevers, or chills or night sweats. The patient has had some weight loss. He has occasional chest pains in the mid-chest area. And palpitations. He does use a Trelegy inhaler, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, Trelegy inhaler, with good relief of his symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of hyperlipidemia, and chronic atrial fibrillation. He also had history of chronic bronchitis and anxiety. Surgery includes lumbar disc surgery for disc disease and history of anxiety. I'm sorry. And cataract surgery with implants. The next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits patient smoke one pack per day for 68 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. He worked as a auto body repairman and presently retired. Next, family history. Mother died of Alzheimer's disease. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph. Med list included Trelegy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, one puff daily. Xanax, 1 milligram BID, PRN. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Complaints of shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing spells. He has a epigastric distress with heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He has some chest pains and jaw pain. He has anxiety attacks and depression. He has muscle aches and joint stiffness. He has headaches and numbness of the extremities and skin rash with itching. He has fatigue and then noise, any hoarseness, wheezing, hoarseness or nasal bleed, and no sore throat. He has urinary frequency in nighttime awakening. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male. Alert, pale, no acute distress, no sinus, ictus, but has mild peripheral edema and no clubbing. His blood pressure 128/70, pulse 110, respiration 24, temperature 97.5, weight is 186, saturation 98. Itchy and enormous panic, people so reactive. Tongue is mild, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields. Heart, the arthrosis, regular as well as S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, bowel, something. Very active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross small deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD and emphysema with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3, history of eczema. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to continue the Trilogy Ellipta 200 micrograms, one puff a day. You use albuterol inhaler, two puffs QIDPRN. Also advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution, 2.5 milligrams, Q6 hours PRN. And a copy of his recent labs will be requested. Also, he was also advised to go get a polysomnographic study, since he does have a history of snoring and insomnia. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 2 months. Follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony D.O. C-H-E-T Anthony D.O. Let's talk to Suzanne.